We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
You know, I call it a witch hunt. And it is a witch hunt.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
And which kind of witch are you?
It's a witch hunt, that's all it is.
The witch hunt, as I call it.
Witch hunt. This is a witch hunt like nobody's ever seen before.
Thousands of people were executed in Europe on suspicion of witchcraft.
I saw Bridget Bishop with the devil.
There's a lot to be offended by Donald Trump, and I think his use of the term witch hunt is very low on that list of priorities for most witches.
The entire thing has been a witch hunt.
I'm not a witch.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
And it is a witch hunt.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
It's a witch hunt, that's all it is.
The witch hunt, as I call it.
Witch hunt. This is a witch hunt like nobody's ever seen before.
Spell is broken. spell is broken.
Document scandal really about? Why is it happening now? On a scale of one to the most innocent man who's ever lived, how innocent is Donald Trump? Well, I've been watching Fox News for 26 days straight, and I'm ready to Foxplain the biggest witch hunt since Dorothy skipped down that yellow brick road with a robot and a furry. People, this wasn't a search. This was a raid. The woke FBI smashed a window and broke in, and Merrick Garland took a bubble bath in Trump's tub and erased everything on his DVR. Was catching up on Abbott Elementary, Merrick. What Donald Trump did was normal. Everyone brings work home, even when they no longer work there. After I got fired from H&M, I brought home an entire cash register. It is totally normal and not illegal. Joe Brandon's Department of Justice is out of control. Congratulations, FBI, you did it. You found Melania's top secret underwear. Can I see it? Seriously? Donald Trump took documents? Documents? This is no worse than what Hillary did, which was terrible, and she should go to prison, which is why Trump should not go to prison. Do I have to list why it's okay that he has the documents? Okay. Attorney-client privilege. Executive privilege. White privilege. Diplomatic immunity. The Kavanaugh hearings? Trump is technically still the president because he never gave us 2 weeks' notice. Double jeopardy. That's gotta be a thing, right? Seriously? We're prosecuting Trump on the Espionage Act? You're trying to get an American president on a French word?
I don't think so, Pepe Le Pew.
No. Uh-uh. No. 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 America, if you are not so outraged that you forgot to pick your children up from school every day last week, then you are not paying attention. Where's the raid on Hunter Biden's laptop? Oh, right. The laptop is sitting in a 5-star hotel getting a massage and eating caviar.
From China.
If they indict Trump for this, there will be riots in the streets. And if they don't indict him, there will also be riots in the streets. Just like on January 6th, which was not a riot, it was a normal tourist activity, which is good or bad. Either way, I will not be picking up my kids from school that day. Sorry, sweeties. This is just another deep state hoax and a major distraction from the real story. Joe Biden gave a speech when it was dark out.
Merrick Garland is a space elf.
As you see, the end draw near. We know that we are in the last of the last days, but it's not a time to complain about it. It's not a time to get upset about it. This is a time to know that you were called to be a part of these last days. You get to have a role in ushering in the second coming of Jesus. How cool is that?
How's everybody doing? Doesn't matter. The former president had stolen nuclear secrets at his country club. Because we just learned that among the classified documents seized by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago was material on a foreign nation's nuclear capabilities.
Donald Trump, the former president... Last night, the Washington Post reported that among the classified documents the FBI recovered at Mar-a-Lago was a top-secret file that had information on an unnamed foreign country's nuclear capabilities.
So this time, the ex-president wasn't just betraying our country. He brought in another country for a menage a treason. How do you explain this to our allies? Don't worry, Prime Minister. Your country's nuclear secrets are perfectly safe, stored at the Mar-a-Lago waffle bar between the syrup and the Nutella bucket.
The documents, these are so protected, they can't even be viewed by most members of Trump's national or the president's national security team. The only people who are allowed to see them are the president of the United States and a few highly cleared members of his council. and anyone who goes into Trump's closet looking for a broom, I guess. But Trump really is the worst ex ever. 4 years of putting up with this nonsense, we finally throw him out of the house. He takes 40 boxes of our stuff.
These kind of intelligence documents, keep in mind, are so top secret, the president himself has to declassify them so other people can see it. Even our senior national security officials are not allowed to see them without specific permission. And the fact that he had them is completely indefensible. So the people trying to defend him are instead focusing on the evidence picture the FBI took of them on the carpet. Like the ex-president's son, Eric.
I can tell you, my father's a very, very neat guy. He doesn't leave documents staged all over an office floor.
My dad. No, I mean this. This is important. This is important. Quiet, y'all. Listen up. My dad does not leave documents all over the floor, okay? His crime is organized. What? What did I say? Nobody... No one ever tells me what I say.
Investigators reportedly found the nuclear documents hidden in the club storage closet next to a bag of golf tees, a box of old pool noodles, and Melania, who is hiding in there. But Agent Orange lashed out at the ultra-liberal FBI today. He said, not only did the FBI steal my passports in the FBI raid and break into my home, Mar-a-Lago, it's just been learned through court filings. They also improperly took my complete and highly confidential medical file and history with all the bells and whistles. At least they'll see that I'm very healthy and absolutely perfect physical specimen. According to my physician, Dr. Pepper, perfect physical specimen. This perfect physical specimen thing is a bold claim from a man whose BMI reads like the final score of a Golden State Warriors game, but that's what happens when all your mirrors are smeared with horsey sauce, I guess. You don't get the full, and of course, Trump and his minions are still trying to pretend this isn't a big deal, but it is a big deal. He took top secret documents from the White House, had them sitting in boxes in a room where workers regularly went in and out. They would have been more secure inside the claw machine at Dave and Buster's, okay? This is the presidential version of when a cop leaves his gun on the toilet at a Wendy's. Anything could have happened. These nuclear secrets could have been stolen by foreign agents. They could have been published on the internet. Eric could have eaten them. We don't know. And maybe even more alarming than the files the FBI found are the ones they didn't find. There were reportedly 43 classified folders that were empty.
If true, this Washington Post report, highly classified documents at Mar-a-Lago that only a cabinet-level officer or higher could even look at, that doesn't seem like the kind of thing you should have in your post-presidential desk drawer.
Well, let's break this down. First of all, again, we really don't know, because let's go back and understand that all of this information is coming from one side and one place, and that is sources with knowledge of the investigation. Well, who are the sources with knowledge of the investigation? The FBI and the Justice Department, and they are leaking to the media. And the only reason to leak to the media is to influence the narrative, which tells you this is being politicized, which is doing damage to the FBI, the Justice Department, to important institutions to our country.
What do you think does more damage to our country's institution? Leaking information about an investigation of a great public interest, or Donald Trump bringing home national secrets on his last day of work, like Henry Winkler taking home the Fonzie jacket when they wrapped Happy Days? I just have to say, I'm so surprised to hear Rubio change his tune on the Trump document scandal, because before this recent revelation, he was actually very vocal about the importance of being careful with classified information.
Apparently, this is a level of intelligence classification that goes beyond top secret. Now, am I wrong in my reading of the law that this would be multiple felonies in every felony in every case? I mean, isn't this indictable?
Yeah, this is very serious. This is very serious. Number one, obviously, there's a legal element to it. And again, we're going to leave that to the FBI and to the Justice Department.
Yeah.
But moving forward, there's legal issues here. But let me just say, how can the next commander-in-chief be someone who inappropriately stashes highly classified information?
And the risk of that is?
The risk of that is that we're giving opponents of this government or adversaries some insight into our thinking, into our decision-making, and it provides them most certainly an advantage in the national security realm.
Thank you, Senator Rubio. Honestly, it's just so refreshing to hear a Republican finally muster up the courage to state the obvious and take on Trump's various abuses of power. Congratulations to Marco Rubio for showing the courage to... What's that? The clips we showed were from 2015 and 2016, and he was talking about Hillary Clinton's emails, and we just edited out the parts where he said her name to demonstrate the shameless hypocrisy and self-debasement in service of Donald Trump. So Rubio, like the rest of them, continues to brush this off like it's no big deal, despite the fact that Trump apparently had some of the government's most closely guarded secrets in his possession, which we now know included materials about a foreign country's nuclear capabilities.
Also, from the Post reporting, some of the seized documents detail top-secret U.S. operations that are so closely guarded, many senior national security officials are kept in the dark about them.
Okay, but in fairness, Trump was probably also kept in the dark about them. Technically, I guess they had to show him classified documents when he was president, but they probably distracted him the same way you give your kid an iPad on an airplane to shut him up. All right, sir, here are those nuclear documents we are required by law to show you, but also we DVR'd Rudy's latest appearance on Hannity for you. You can watch that or an episode of Paw Patrol, maybe. We do love Paw Patrol. We love Law and Order. We love paws and laws and order. But let's just take a step back and let it soak in how insane this is. The president just had a bunch of highly classified materials lying around the basement of his country club about extremely sensitive global affairs that affect the safety and security of the entire world. All things considered, it's probably not ideal that an ex-president with a bunch of corrupt foreign entanglements to monsters and dictators, not to mention various indicted henchmen, had a bunch of classified information about weapons that could eliminate all life on Earth just lying around his country club where spies or Botox salesmen could just easily find him.
Why did the president take home top secret documents?
You have to ask him that question, but you know what I will say is if you look at my book, you'll see that he was under constant attack from the minute he came down as the escalator. And so you go through the Russia investigation, they accused him of doing, they said he was treason, and they accused him of things, and they leaked to the press these sensational things, and nothing ended up being true. They impeached
him. But he took top secret documents home, potentially risking the security of the United States.
Yeah, I think that it's something that, again, this seems like it's an issue of paperwork that should have been able to be worked out between DOJ and him. I don't know what he took or what he didn't take, but I think right now we're relying on leaks to the media, which is the same thing.
We've seen the photograph, haven't we, where it says top secret?
Yeah, like I said, I've seen a lot of allegations made by the media over my 4 years that turned out not to be true. So I think that this whole thing is actually elevated.
Okay, well, let me ask it a different way then. If they were top secret documents, was it the wrong thing to do?
Like I said, I don't think we should answer hypotheticals. Let's wait till we know the facts, and then we'll see what the right way to go is. I don't know what was taken, why it was taken, and what's been recovered, and what the ramification of that's going to be.
So the fact that we've seen photographs that say top secret document, we should wait and see whether or not they were, even though we're being told by the FBI that they were.
Yeah, like I said, I go into my book the accusations that were made of Trump.
If you could answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he was the president of the United States. He had the highest clearance in the world. So I don't know if this may be a paperwork issue. This may be, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't been involved in the details of it.
Meanwhile, Eric's brother, Don Jr., posted what might be his saddest video yet. Big Don was whining about Don Jr. being investigated on possible conspiracy charges at a rally that was supposed to be for Dr. Oz this weekend. And for whatever reason, this touched Don Jr. very deeply.
Pretty cool. Was watching the DJT rally this weekend, and I got the honorable mention. It's nice to know that he cares. You know, he's a tough guy. He sort of treats me and anyone else around him sometimes like Hillary at the debates. It's always nice to see Dad, you know, talking about it. Shows he cares, you know, because there's times, you know, we're just in that fight. Sometimes you miss it.
Unfortunately, he recorded that message while locked out on the lawn of Mar-a-Lago, but hopefully Dad will see it and let him back in, and it's pathetic. I don't know, as bad a president as Donald Trump was, as a father, he might even be worse.
In other criminal investigations involving the former president, we've got some news out of Georgia, where back in early 2021, voting systems were breached. Now we know that happened on the same day a bunch of election interfering and election denying MAGA goons were shepherded into the building by former Coffee County GOP chairwoman Kathy Latham. Latham is already under criminal investigation for posing as a fake elector back in 2020. And in a newly revealed video, she can be seen escorting the former president's team into the elections office, then checking her surroundings, and then letting more people in. It really looks like Kathy is helping the former president mess with the election, and she evidently knows it. In fact, when asked during a recent deposition whether she knew or ever had any communication with Giuliani, Latham asserted her Fifth Amendment rights. Okay, now I know that sounds bad, but to be fair, what woman wants to admit they know Rudy Giuliani? Some January 6 rioters are facing consequences, like Coy Griffin. In addition to storming the Capitol, Griffin is the founder of Cowboys for the Former President. I just hope no one tells those cowboys where their rootin' tootin' hero is from. Where's that again?
New York City!
Griffin is actually someone who works for the government he was trying to overthrow, serving as a New Mexico County Commissioner from 2019 up until lunchtime yesterday. Because that's when a judge ordered that Coy Griffin be removed from office for his role in the Capitol riot, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, no person shall hold any office who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Of course, Griffin offered a lot of excuses for his participation in January 6th, but the judge wasn't buying it, writing, his protestations and his characterizations of his actions and the events of January 6, 2021 are not credible and amounted to nothing more than attempting to put lipstick on a pig. Well, okay. Maybe so, but a cowboy does get pretty lonesome out on the range. Justice is also coming for a former presidential advisor and hobo Himmler, Steve Bannon. Because Steve Bannon faces state indictment in New York. Ah, start spreading the news. Steve's going away. He wants to be a part of it in cell block A. I'm told. Details are sparse, but sources say it is related to a federal investigation of Bannon's nonprofit dedicated to privately constructing the former president's border wall called We Build the Wall. Spoiler alert, no they don't. So why is this in state court? Well, the former president pardoned Bannon before federal prosecutors could bring the case to trial. But presidential pardons only apply to federal charges and cannot prohibit state prosecutions. Gotcha, Steve. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Who believes in states' rights now? Beyond.
Mar-a-Lago and found a bunch of classified stuff, and I was like, what? Is Trump in real trouble? Could it possibly mean
maybe he'll go to jail.
No, Amber, I just wouldn't get your hopes up, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
But there's another new book about Donald Trump, this one by Maggie Haberman of the New York Times. After Trump realized the election was over, he told his staff his plan, which was, I'm just not going to leave the White House. It was like when you try to tell a five-year-old it's time to leave Disneyland. He's just like, no, I'm not going. Fortunately, the Oval Office is oval, so you can't really pile furniture up against the door. But how would he see that work? Would he and Joe Biden be roommates? I mean, on one hand, it's treason. On the other hand, great idea for a comedy show, really.
You have to get going, sir.
I don't want
to
go, Mike.
I know, but it's time to go.
I don't want
to
go,
it's
Mike.
Time to go.
I don't want to go.
Sir, it's time to go.
I don't want to go.
Come on,
I don't want to go.
I know you're having fun, but it's time to go. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Grab the ball. Give the ball to someone else. Give the ball to someone else. Give the ball to someone else. Mr. President, give the ball to someone else. Give it to someone else. Give it to someone else. Here. No, no. Don't do that. Here. Here you go. Thank you. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. Just go.
See ya.
You didn't see that. That didn't happen. Thank you very much.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.